From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University, Beers with the Brewers.
This. Hey everybody, welcome to Beers with the Brewers. I'm Walt Keyes, I'm your new host. Mark is missing in action. He left for delivery and has not returned. What are we talking about, guys?
We're going to talk about
beer.
Yeah.
Oh, Mark's back.
And we got Justin this week on the pod. Nice to have you back, Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and boy, I'm glad to be off the hook from hosting this thing.
I think you'll be Mark's all right. Back.
That was a lot of pressure.
Today's the Thursday, May 21st episode. We're talking about Four Pillars Pale Ale today. Kind of a veteran salute beer that we've done in collaboration with the Columbus National Veterans Memorial and Museum. We released it last year in celebration of their one-year anniversary and Veterans Day. And this year, we're releasing it for Memorial Day.
A little less star power on the podcast than last year, right?
A little less, yeah.
If you're somewhat new to this podcast and you want to kind of a deep dive on Vets Memorial, go back and listen to last year's edition of this beer. We had General Farrader and Nick Wood from Vets Memorial on the podcast to kind of talk a lot about what they do over there. So that's just a little aside before we get into this year's brew. You can make this a double part listen if you want, if that would be new to you. So there you go.
Wouldn't be bad. I think they're all still up on iTunes, Podbean, wherever you get your podcasts. So this beer, the Four Pillars Pale Ale, biscuity, cereal, lemon, and peach. I don't know that I get so much peach. What do you guys think?
I actually wanted to nitpick the four bullet points. Because as we all know, that everyone tastes things a little differently. Mine is a little different than this.
Well, let's all talk about what we're tasting then, Justin.
Yeah, actually, as far as like the biscuity goes, I don't pick up a lot of biscuit. I almost get like it's like a crust, a bread crust. It's like a little heartier. It's not as sweet as I remember it being last year. But then as far as the peach goes, I might take peach out and maybe go like spicy tropical kind of bite on the back end there.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know whether you guys agree with that, but I definitely get spice.
I would say there is a spicy note, and I kind of got that last year too, almost like in the vein of like a noble hop or even the presence of rye malt, like that kind of spicy finish, which I really dig about it because it kind of takes me back to a little more old school pale ale feel.
Yeah, definitely. Walt, how do you taste?
It's definitely a throwback, true, like, American pale ale. I taste, the four things I taste are the four pillars themselves, honor, connect, inspire, and educate.
Mm-hmm. That was a softball.
The stated mission of the Vets Memorial and Museum. You know, I don't think those four bullet points Mark read off are off base, but definitely... I think I agree with Justin as well. I mean, yeah, you taste the beer on a different day. It tastes a little bit different.
Right. There's a lot going on in this beer, so.
Yeah, it could be that you cannot throw in a little spiciness in there as well, kind of in the finish.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice. Well, because we had General Farrader and Nick Wood on last year, we didn't bore them with the nonsense of taco and chili pairings, but
I had a thought
now that it's today.
Well, hey. We're going to go ahead and skip the chili and tacos because here's the deal.
Oh, come on.
This beer's coming. Here, Justin, come on. Just hold on a second. Wait till you hear what I got for you.
Oh, my God.
It's Memorial Day weekend. We got this tasty pale ale that has a it's tied in with our wonderful Vets Memorial Museum with a portion of proceeds benefiting their mission there. You can get that delivered to your house for your Memorial Day backyard picnic. And you know what else you can get delivered to your house all in one fell swoop? You can get a pack of Falter's Fine Meats hot dogs and buns delivered right with your beer to your house, ready to go.
Wow.
For you to grill up and enjoy your Memorial Day.
I'm about to blow your mind right now.
Uh-oh.
So there's that ongoing debate online as to whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich. My argument is that hot dogs are actually tacos.
That's a good argument because of the shape. Yeah.
See?
It's an American taco. Yeah.
You put a little chili on that bad boy, and that's two birds, one stone.
Yeah, it's shaped like a taco.
Okay. All right. Okay. I should have let you say that first.
That's fine.
That
we have to do the promo stuff.
Feed me a
it's more important.
Plug. Yeah. This is a marketing effort after all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, so yeah, get some hot dogs delivered. You can order them right off our website. We'll bring them right to your door, and you can grill them up.
Sounds good.
And that's our marketing pitch to you this week.
Or boil them if you don't know how to use a grill. That's fine.
I don't think I'm down with boiled hot dogs. Did you ever get that thermos pack that like you took to school, the thermos hot dog?
No.
That was a thing in the 70s. And just
the thermos hot dog?
Yeah. Our moms would think, like, you put some boiling water in, like, your lunchbox thermos.
Oh, boy. This is... Okay.
You had this gross hot dog water after you took the hot dog out. Not a fan. Like, just the smell of that.
And then...
I'm so glad I can't smell it right now.
And then you didn't have to pack a separate drink, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God! There were dares. There were dares on that hot dog water around the corner.
Oh, this seems like a real bad idea for so many reasons.
Oh man, grade school in the 70s. You know, well, you got no idea what it was like.
I feel like we could do a whole microwave podcast not based around this that.
Point? No, they. I don't believe that the microwave was a very common feature.
We got some Land Grant branded thermoses and
hot dog thermoses.
Hot dog water.
Deliver the hot dogs. Pre-boiled.
It's a beer name idea.
Just kidding.
For sure.
If you pre-boiled hot dog. I think if you're considering ordering hot dogs, don't worry. We will
not boil them.
Yeah, I think get them uncooked. So moving on to other upcoming events at Land Grant, we might get to open this tap room today.
Woo! Yeah.
See if the weather cooperates.
Yeah. You know, I didn't look at the forecast today, but I did look at it yesterday for today, and it said light rain stopping around 4. So I would think we'll be able to open the tap room today, or the beer garden, I should say.
Yeah, I hope. I sure hope.
And like I said, if you're not following along with our Instagram and all that, the plan is that the beer garden is open Tuesday through Sunday, with the caveat that it is... weather permitting. Obviously, if it is raining, you do not want to sit outside in a big open beer garden. So we will not be open. We don't have any immediate plans of opening the indoor space with social distancing and everything. That's just going to be a much trickier operation. So we're just going to roll with our big old beer garden for now, weather permitting. We're obviously keeping a close eye on the forecast. And, you know, as Adam loves to talk about the weather on this, we'll open whenever we are able, and we will close whenever it will be just no fun to be out there. So keep your eye on the website and our social and all that if you're thinking about coming down and having a beer in the beer garden. Yeah.
It's ugly out there, as you would say, Walt.
It's ugly out there.
Yeah. It's the weather lately has not been great. But at least it's warmer.
Yeah, it's warmer-ish. It's warmer than last week, that's for sure.
It's like 60 degrees outside or something.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Feels a little cool with that wind and rain now.
I'm seeing high 80s next week, so. But I also see rain, so we'll see.
Sign me
up. Gross.
We're going to do what we can.
So we got a few new beers coming down the pipe next week, too, right? Got a new Lonely Hops Club.
You're coming down the pipe? I thought it was coming down the pike.
Yeah, not in a brewery. You're coming down the pike. It comes to a pipe.
Like a road?
Yeah.
No, it's not process piping that we have.
Yeah, you did that on purpose. You did that on purpose. Good point.
It comes down the pipe.
That's right. Justin knows about it.
Yeah, I work with it on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. What about that Wildberry Jamble? That's in the upcoming future, right?
Yeah, we transferred it the other day, and it smells amazing.
Nice. And Strut IPA. How's that one coming along? Packaging early next week, I think?
I believe so, yeah. I think we transit at the beginning of next week, so
okay,
early next week.
If you got your hands on that experimental IPA we put out a few weeks back, that really went over well. Strut is a new batch of that. So if you like that, you'll like this. Lemon Glow is coming back, which is exciting.
Yeah, a hot new version of Lemon Glow.
Ooh.
Ooh. Mm.
New and improved.
Can't wait to listen to that episode of Beers with the Brewers podcast. Yeah, a lot of fun stuff coming up that you can drink at home or, as we mentioned, weather permitting, drink down at the beer garden in the sunshine, if that still exists.
Oh, yeah. So getting back to Four Pillars Pale Ale, although we went through all the deets last year, Justin, you want to break it down on a brewing side, all the info on the Four Pillars?
If you listened to the podcast last year, you probably have some of the story based around the brewing of this beer, but just from a conceptual standpoint, we really liked our collaboration beer that we did with Petty Colas down in Dallas for, what was the name of that? It wasn't Stoppage Time.
What was
Match Day.
Match Day.
What was it called? Yep. Match Day.
Yep.
It was Match Day Pale Ale.
Match, yeah. Match Day Pale Ale.
So we really liked how Match Day turned out, and that was just a C-hop pale ale that prominently displayed Centennial and Cascade. Around that same time, we also did a collaboration with Homage, where it was a single-hop pale ale that used a hop called Equinaut. So we pretty much mashed those two up together. It's a real basic, easy malt bill on that. So it's just our silo malt, our two-row, and a little bit of honey malt just to shake it up a little bit, add some malt complexity and sweetness. Comes out as a super easy drinking, not too bitter pale ale.
It's going to be my Memorial Day go-to.
It'll go great with your hot dog taco.
That's right. Well, I think we talked a little bit about the tastes in this earlier, and
yeah,
definitely, yeah, I do like that spicy presence at the end. I think I also noted that last year, probably on the same podcast.
So the interesting thing about that spice, mm-hmm, on the back end, and Mark, you made the comment about it being almost like a noble hop kind of character.
Yeah.
That is pulled out from Equinaut, which is such an interesting hop, because the flavor of it really depends on how you use it in the beer.
Okay.
We only threw it, mm-hmm, in the Whirlpool, so we're not getting a lot of the bitterness from it, but you're still getting a little bit of that green character from it. It comes off very, it's like slightly vegetal, but it's real dank and a little tropical as well, which is kind of why I was talking about that earlier. Like, let's say if you put it like dry hop, you're mostly only pulling that tropical characteristic from it. If you throw it early in the boil, it's going to be like very like green peppery. Yeah. We have now used that hop in a handful of beers, and every time we're kind of blown away by the different character that we get out of it, because it's like a completely different hop every time. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it definitely is nice in this one. So, Walt, if you were the type of guy to have a six-pack of this on Memorial Day handy with your hot dog tacos...
How questionable is this?
Quarantine edition.
It's a holiday, so I'm probably going to do... I probably do two hot dog tacos and a... I would say this would be a four crusher for me.
Four crusher for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to say this is a 5 out of 6 for me. It's not too big in alcohol, and it's just got a great character for it. I think this would go well with the hot dog.
Yeah.
Justin, I mean, yeah. Says taco. Justin, how
yeah,
about
I mean,
you?
I would say if it was permitted, it'd be about 4.5 for me, but that's against the the podcast bylaws.
See, I do the fractions all the time. I don't think that's against the podcast bylaws as long as you are stating what you're
That's why we don't have you on here very percentage.
Often. Oh, geez. The truth comes out. That hurts.
I think, Justin, anytime we have you, you make your own rules. That's what I feel.
Yeah, the way I see it, this podcast is a lot like Outback Steakhouse.
Okay.
Where there's no rules, and it's just right, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
that's how I see it, at least. My crushability score, I am probably going to go with, let's say, I'll agree with Walt. I'll say 4.
If you want to go on at 4.5, I would gladly drink your other half.
Well, I might use half of it to cook some of those hot dogs.
Oh, okay, that's a good use.
Now, here's
beer,
a question.
A beer hot dog.
If Justin and I are both saying 4.5, that's an even 9 beers, as we all know. Beers come in 9 packs, so...
9 packs,
yeah. That's a nice even split.
Sure, that's what it is. All right. Well, before all is lost on the crushability scale, sounds like we're about a 4.66 on it this week. Well, we don't have a question from a listener this week. Justin,
which is unfortunate.
Do you have any questions?
Sure, I could come up with one real quick. Now, Walt, when you were coming up with the label for this beer, how much contact did you have with Vets Memorial? Did they okay it immediately, or did you have to like go back to them for like with different designs?
Well, all right, with this one, we went over there a few times. You know, they're nice enough to get a lot of us a lot of tours of the museum over there. I know we sent several waves of people over, but I went over a couple times, and you know, the inspiration is if you go up to the roof, which you can kind of walk around the outside and up to the roof and check it out, or you can go through the inside and up there. But if they're not open, I don't know if they're open right now or when they're reopening or whatever, but if you go up to the roof, they have this sort of, you know, amphitheater area on the top of the building, and it's surrounded by these stained glass windows that are all they're all done up in the ribbons from the various military campaigns. So your military campaign has a different pattern ribbon. So World War II, World War I, Vietnam, etc., all have a different design. That was something I didn't quite realize. Now that I know it, it makes so much sense when you see, you know, people with the medals on their uniforms and everything. It makes so much sense. But to me, it was something I was unaware of, and it was such a cool graphic thing that when it came time to design the can label, like, that was my first idea, and that's what I went with, and mocked up the label basically as you see it, and sent it over to them, and they loved it as well. They had some very minor tweaks, but it was one of those things with, you know, with the subject matter and everything, I was so nervous about getting something wrong or incorrect, or, you know, not doing the doing justice to the vets and everyone that these symbols represent. So I definitely wanted them to pore over it and give me any feedback and tell me if I'd got anything wrong, because I'd really feel terrible if I did. So back and forth, and they didn't really change much other than some text. And I think it really turned out awesome. And I think they're pretty happy with it. And I'm glad to see it, you know, come back for another year. I think it was a really fun project, and the beer turned out really great. I hope it becomes a Memorial Day tradition.
Those windows are really noteworthy too. I think they really stand out and really make a statement. And they look cool too. I know when we were doing the early throws of our winter lunch walks, we tried to get going on that we didn't get very far on, but we took some walks, and one day we walked up and explored it, and we thought those windows were really cool, just even from seeing it for the first time. They really look cool from the inside when you have the sun shining through them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Nick was telling us that there's a certain time of day. Obviously, it changes throughout the year, but there's a time of day when the sun's setting and it hits those windows just right, and it throws that light down into like the main sort of lobby area, and their sort of reception hall, where it just casts the whole room and the light from the windows. And he says it's a pretty cool sight to see. So I have not been there during that time, but I think it really kind of happens a lot during their private events and things. But it's a beautiful building and real inspiring. And, you know, whenever things fully open back, I encourage everyone to go down there and check it out. I mean, I learned a lot, and really awesome resource and thing to have here in Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, thanks for the question, Justin.
Yeah, do I get a t-shirt?
You do. You get a Land-Grant t-shirt. Do you have one of those yet?
No. I only wear other breweries
t-shirts. Yeah, well, feel free next time you're down at the brewery.
Yeah.
Question from a Justin. That's what we call this segment now.
I've got a question for Justin.
Okay.
Unrelated to beer or anything.
Oh, great.
So in this time of spending a lot of time quarantining, if you will, you've got my Disney Plus password. What's the best thing you've watched on Disney Plus in the past months?
So I was actually talking to Aaron about
and
this
pair it with
day.
A beer.
Okay, I can do that. I was talking to Aaron about how I really haven't taken advantage of your Disney Plus password all that much. Trying to think what all I've watched. Quite honestly, and I think we briefly talked about it, that prop show, I forget the name of it now.
Yeah.
There's an episode. So it's this guy who goes out and tries to find props from old movies. Like, he goes and finds props from Tron and, like, meets a whole bunch of the actors from the movie or whatever. Mm. But the last episode of that season is about him seeking down props from the first Muppet movie, and if it does not bring a tear to your eye, you are not a human being. It is super, super cool watching him go around the country seeking that down, just to see, like, how much that movie meant to people. I don't know. It was really cool. It was really, really neat.
Cool.
But if out. I had to, if I had to all pair right. that with a beer,
yeah.
So Matchless Brewing Company in Washington has a beer called "It's Not Easy Being Green," or "It's Easy Being Green," maybe. But it's a fresh hop pale ale, and the logo kind of looks like Kermit. So. I think that would be
all right. Would be your there you go.
Pairing. There it is. That's good. It's a good pairing.
Either that or right. Dark Lord.
I that's the kind between the content you get from.
All right, Walt. Well, hey, and thanks, Walt.
Nothing says Disney Plus like Dark Lord.
Yeah.
Walt, go ahead and take a free T-shirt as well, and. For those out there listening, thank you, and thanks for suffering along as we limp through all these questions. I got one question.
Oh, boy.
Will I see you guys down at the beer garden, hopefully, later today?
Yeah, I'll be down there. I'm going to be helping out.
Right on.
Got my mask, got my sanitizer, got my distance all ready to go.
Oh, that's good. Well, next week on the podcast, we got Strut IPA. And if you're down there at the beer garden.
All right, tip your bartenders and I'm out of here.
Cheers.
We did it.